I'd like to share with you ideas about thinking clearly, about having clarity of mind. We have probably experienced this at times, that very comforting, natural feeling of thinking clearly, knowing what we need to know and knowing what is best for us to do. Perhaps we've also experienced at times the opposite, and that could have felt like an inability to think. It could have been frustrating. When I think back to those times, well, it was frustrating, and perhaps I feel I made poor decisions because the feelings might have been overwhelming and I wasn't thinking clearly, and so maybe I didn't do what I would have liked to have done looking back. Well, we'll talk about that. First of all, I want to explain we're recording this podcast a little differently than the previous ones. Mainly, we are outside, so we may be lacking some of the studio quality sound. Normally, I would have set up a nice microphone and EQ'd the vocals and perhaps put a little more time into it, but the reason why we've simplified is, well, a couple reasons are that I want to be doing these more frequently. If you listened regularly, you probably realize, well, we haven't recorded one in a long time, although I often think about you and I'm thinking of ideas I'd like to share. I find that I could do these a little more quicker if a little more quickly if I just pulled out this micro-sized handheld tape recorder and recorded perhaps outside. A lot of my hobbies and favorite activities are indoor and kind of solitary. Well, I like to be outside, and it's a little bit relaxing for me. I'd actually like to relate that to our topic today, clear thinking, because for me, getting outside helps me think clearly. Being in nature helps attune us with our most natural state of being. So here I am. I didn't travel very far. I'm just on my patio, but I'm got a nice view of trees. It might be a little noisy. You might hear that airplane. You might hear the neighbors and some children, maybe even a television, but I'm, you know, having as much of a connection with nature as I choose right now. And if this works well, and if the sound is all right for you, maybe I can get out to a park and, you know, record podcasts there. Or we're not far from a beach, which is nice. We could go over and see the ocean, and, well, you can hang out with me and we'll talk about some cool stuff. Well, being in nature is important. And by contrast, a lot of us know, if you're in a city like I have been, in several cities over years, we know the unsettling feeling that can build up, especially if you are very sensitive to stimuli. A lot of city life is unnatural. A lot of what makes up a lot of our lives is unnatural. So it's really helpful to have a clear mind, to be amongst those things that are natural, because our genetic code is hardwired for certain simple things, and it's not really designed for sitting in front of a computer, for example, sitting in a cube in an office for hours upon hours, or for feeling constant stress. It's not really designed for sitting in a metal box contraption with wheels amongst other boxes with wheels for great lengths of time, perhaps being surrounded by the exhaust from the materials burning from these cars, these automobiles. You know, you want to really be in nature as much as you can. Well, I've just written down other ideas I want to just go over. I'm just going to list through and share a few thoughts. Now, perhaps this is important to you. I really want to get into important topics on these podcasts. And if there's anything that you'd like us to discuss in the future, please share it with me. Well, some other things I've written down here. And these all relate, and they're all very simple. You know, they all feed into other areas of our life. They basically have to do with feeling personal wellness. So giving yourself perspective. A lot of times stress can build up, or fatigue, and it can help immensely if you're able to get out of your environment. If you can take a walk, it's wonderful to do. It can really clear your mind. One thing I like to do is leave the area where I was and look back in. So that might mean walking out the door, walking outside, looking in through the window and just picturing, hey, a moment ago I was right there. Perhaps I was worried and now I'm looking in. This reminds me of that scene with the actor Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society, where he had the students stand up on the table, and there, from there, they had a perspective they might not have ever had before. It might have changed their lives to change their perspective. So you can do this in a variety of ways, and even just getting out and taking a walk is one way. I am often in environments that are high pressure. That had been a lot of my work experience. Not something I'd like to continue, because I myself don't believe I'm hardwired that way to enjoy it. But one thing that helps me in an environment where I feel pressure is to realize that you can give yourself a breath to yourself, a very personal breath, even before you have to respond, even if something needs something that instant from you, or they need a piece of information. There's no one who can demand that you not take a breath. So even if the phone's ringing and you know this is incredibly urgent, well, best thing to do is to not even think about it. And the best thing to do is take a deep breath, an inhale, and an exhalation, and be at your deepest level of peace. Now, a lot of this advice might seem very ordinary, but I do believe it's important. Getting the nutrition you need is going to make a big difference with how you think. So everyone's different, everyone's dietary concerns may be different, but be sure that you're getting the nutrition you need consistently. So that might mean getting enough protein and getting vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. Also, being hydrated. You want to be having enough water. If you at some point feel thirsty, you're probably already hydrated. You want to keep consistent good intake of natural water, and also breathe. If we're not breathing deeply, we may not be thinking clearly. So when we are stressed, it might be a natural reaction of the body to start breathing in a shallow way. Well, take some deliberate attention to your breath and breathe deeply. One thing I like to do is breathe through my nose and then breathe just a little bit more through my mouth. Just add to the breath, and then it's sure to be plenty of air. There's also alternate nostril breathing. You may want to look up a video on that, because that's probably a better way to learn it. Where you basically can hold one side of your nose, breathe through one side of the nostril, exhale through the opposite, moving your finger to the other, and then breathing through the other. You should look it up if that's something you'd like to try out, alternate nostril breathing. So those three things: getting nutrition, being sure that you're having a comfortable breath, and also being hydrated. Similarly, meditation can help. It's really, really kind to yourself to let go of stress, let go of worry. Just let it go. And that's something that meditation will teach you. You don't really need to do much to meditate, so don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Usually you're just being attentive to your breath, and then thoughts that arise, well, you acknowledge them, and it's helpful to not grab a hold of them and to not follow them and to not chase them. They don't need to grow. They don't need to turn into a further trail of thought. You can just let the thoughts go. You can acknowledge, oh, that's a thought. And if you have worry, well, you could acknowledge that's worry. But you can really let release thoughts, worries, even tension. You can release it. You can state this, I'm releasing tension. I'm releasing worry. You can empty your mind. This is something that came very naturally to me when I was a child, and perhaps it seemed unnatural when I would learn from others how their minds tended to work, and I drifted away from that very natural ability that we might have had as kids to empty our minds. Realize, as important and as pressing as the world, as the storylines of the world will pretend to be, just realize that none of that is ultimate truth. And there is one, only one ultimate truth, and that is that you are a divine, perfect, spiritual being. So wake up out of the dream state, which is what would normally be everyday life. You can still tend to your life. The irony is that once you start to awaken in this way, the tasks of your life become a lot simpler, a lot more natural. You know what to do, and you're not overwhelmed, you're not stressed. You can be at peace all the time, increasingly so. You can and you will. There is an irony, there's a bit of a paradox, and I encourage you to embrace the paradox. We can all step out of a rigid thinking, realize that we have all we need, and we will always have what we need. A lot of people have an aversion to meditation because they're quite busy. Well, they may have a lot of children. They may have a lot of demands. They may have a lot of pressures, and it may just seem, it may not compute to focus on such a thing as meditation. But there's a bit of a paradox because, and I encourage you to try this out, you meditate a bit, perhaps just a little, perhaps more and more, and you'll find that you're having time for everything you need to do. And a lot of this is because you're having the clarity of mind. You're having the clarity of mind to enjoy every experience as well. And this is important. It's important for us to not be constantly making judgments. Try for just a moment, an hour, perhaps half a day or a day to just withhold judgments. You don't need to judge anyone else, and especially don't judge ourselves. We all know we are the greatest critics of ourselves. It's something I'm trying to do. That's why we're outside recording this podcast right now. You and I were sitting on the patio. Is because if I make this more of an effort, a formal effort of setting up equipment, perhaps scripting what I'm going to say, I might not accomplish very much. And the reason is because perhaps I'd get critical of what I'm saying. It's silly if you even knew. I might start recording and then stop and say, oh, that was a weak beginning, and then do it again and keep re-recording and deleting. And perhaps I make too many pauses. Well, I think I'm not sounding very fluent in my thought. So I go editing and splicing, and I've taken just too much time. And you and I, we've no longer had a natural conversation. Perhaps what was meant to happen, and this was more, previous ones were more manipulated or contrived. And it's great for us to get away from any contrivance and to relieve pressure. You know, we don't have to be anything to anyone. You know, the great, ultimate, unique, divine beauty requires no effort. So that means just being yourself. Now, I know there have been times when I've made poor decisions, and often these were like split decisions. I'd felt overwhelmed and I didn't know what to do, and often there just wasn't someone around, because I just feel much better when, in those instances, when there's someone whose opinion I trust, who I could turn to and say, "What would you do?" And remember, you don't have to feel pressure. If you ever do, it's okay to take time. It's okay to take time. And you can seek out someone. You could consult with somebody. And it can help so much. You might even learn, hey, I'm not alone in this. Other people, perhaps they've even experienced more distressing situations. And their perspective might really help you. Might help you see things differently. Might really give you a broader perspective. So seek out someone. Don't ever let anyone make you feel under pressure. Take time. Take time. If you're ever not sure of something, take time. Take time. Take a lot of time. You might even have something prepared to say. And this has just come to me. I'm gonna have something ready to say. Like, well, I'll take some time. And I'll know a little more thoroughly in the future. Whatever it is. Be prepared to take time. Something else that's of great importance is being aware and being very deliberate with the way we talk to ourselves. And I'm speaking of positive self-talk. Positive self-talk. Maybe this sounds cliche because people say, oh, positive thinking. I hear that all the time. Well, we do, and it's very important. And I'd like to also relate that to positive feeling. Positive feeling perhaps affects us a little more immediately and directly, but it's influenced by positive talk. Now, when it comes to positive talk, it's important to not overgeneralize. And one of the reasons we overgeneralize is because we group feelings based on vibration. So if something made me feel ashamed, well, if it resonates with previous experiences that also made me feel that way, that vibrate on that same wavelength, I just start grouping them together. I might start thinking of them all or experiencing them all at once. And then that one simple feeling from one perhaps rather insignificant occurrence gets compounded, and I'm feeling it way more than I need to. We don't want to start grouping together all sorts of thoughts. You don't want to make statements like, oh, I always do that. Or I don't want to say to myself, why do I always do whatever it is? You can really phrase anything in the past tense. That's important, because it is done. If something happened and I'm not happy with it on reflection, well, it's important for me to phrase it in a past tense. I don't have to say like, oh, I do crazy things. I could say, I did something that I consider to have been crazy. Okay, it's in the past. And it's gone. And let it go. Like I say, wake up. Wake up from the storyline of life. Wake up from the dream. Wake up from the nightmare. wake up from those distressing feelings and don't let anyone keep you feeling trapped in any storyline. You'll start seeing people you knew and they'll say to you, wow, you don't seem like the same person. And you're not the same person. And if they try to keep you back how you were, you need to break ties with them. I've had many people who will raise remembering occurrences which are shameful. And why they do this? It's because they're not looking forward to our truest state of being. No, they might fixate on all the worst aspects of people, perhaps the worst aspects of life. Well, let them go. And it's easy for me to say, but you need to rid your life with people who prevent you from feeling good. It's that simple. Anyone who prevents you from feeling good. Don't put pressure on yourself like, oh, you know, I need to be more enlightened to feel good. You can not hang out with that person. And if it's a work environment, you might need to set some boundaries, or you might need to even leave, but perhaps you can say a few things that make it clear how you think. And once you're resonating at a certain level, well, you'll be amazed at how other people or other circumstance drops off, because it can't hang around because you're resonating at a higher level. So if you're around someone in a work environment, that might mean you need to speak up once in a while and say, that's not how I see things, or just say, like, I'm going to choose to be supportive. Don't have to condemn the other person because they're not being supportive. Just make it clear who you are. And this leads me to another thought. In terms of thinking clearly, be yourself. Be yourself. Let yourself flow very naturally. Because when we are withholding ourselves, perhaps we've grown up feeling shy or reserved. There's just a lot inside. There's a lot inside, and our mind can feel stifled. It really can. Get it out. Get it out without judging yourself. If there's people you trust, say a little more than you normally would. Just say a little more. Perhaps tell them something about, just something about yourself, or something more about your past, or what you're feeling, or even to yourself, just speak up. Maybe you like some sort of artistic expression. It doesn't have to be refined. You don't even have to you don't have to rate your ability. Just do it. If it's singing or whatever, just do it. If it feels cathartic to you. And something else that really gives you a feeling of release, and it's a very scientific, physiological release can come from physical activity, like exercise. So I'd say definitely have a routine where you're getting the level of activity that you're comfortable doing. That could be exercise, whatever you really feel good about doing. And that can release endorphins. It can really regulate your hormones. Similarly, a consistent, depending on the time of life, where you are at and your age, if you're at an age where it's appropriate and comfortable to be having a consistent, healthy sex life, well, that's going to allow you a lot of clarity of mind, a lot of hormone regulation, just from having that very natural, enjoyable sex life. And of course, that is made enjoyable by a level of confidence. And definitely low self-esteem can keep people from thinking clearly. So I encourage us to really have positive self-talk, really resonate with our own truth And I like to say that truth is that we are divine, perfect spiritual beings. I encourage us to really resonate with that, to really feel confident. I have a recording that uses what I consider very effective subliminal affirmations and musical frequencies that really resonate with sensuality. This particular recording called Be Confident and Attractive. And I want to apologize to you guys for the times I've gotten on these podcasts and told you about products I have for sale, audio recordings I have for sale. I do have products for sale. That's something I am involved in doing, and it's important to me. I have this vision of being supported through those ventures so that I can focus more on projects that are important to me and important for me to get to you. But the most important aspect for me is to get them to you. So I am making all of those available to you to stream. You don't have to buy them. So if you're on my webpage, tyrusgray.com, if you use the program Spotify, there's links all over my page, tyrusgray.com, Spotify links where you can listen to most all of the recordings. I'll also put up a link to SoundCloud, a SoundCloud page where I have them all, and that includes like the End Depression recordings, Subliminal Affirmations, and Brain Entrainment, and this other one, which I think is awesome, called Be Confident and Attractive, which could have a really awesome effect if you're just wanting to feel more attractive, have that sort of enjoyment in a sensual way. Anyway, back to this list of ideas. Something else important, you're already aware of this, is do one thing at a time. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed when we start thinking of everything we have to do. A lot of jobs, work environments nowadays are this way, where you're hearing from one person and getting a phone call from another, and you're having to think of other things to do. Make lists, put everything on a list, and just do one thing at a time. And when you're driving, remember to do one thing at a time, and that's drive. I've heard studies saying you actually, according to your brain, only do one thing at a time. So if you were driving and then you start reading something that you're holding, well, you're not doing driving and reading at the same time. You've actually temporarily, even if for a number of seconds, stopped driving, according to your mind. So it's important to focus and do one thing at a time, and it can help you to not feel overwhelmed. Make lists, and I'd say simplify your exposure to stimuli. Perhaps you could cut out watching the news, cut out any media that's rooted in fear. You turn on the news and they're just trying to keep your attention by perhaps these presenting these stories in a way that could feel alarming or have an even false sense of urgency so that you'll stay tuned after the commercial break. You can cut it out. You can really simplify your life. And like I say, get out in nature. Be around those things that resonate with your own bio nature. It's one of the things I try to bring you through the musical recordings. I use a lot of frequencies meant to just feel good. Well, something else I like to do is massage my own head. You can do that with some sort of contraption. You can do it with your fingers. You stimulate your scalp, and your mind might become a lot more alert. Something else I didn't really think about is supplements. Of course, there's a lot, but everyone is different. Everyone's body might respond differently. So you might want to speak with someone, perhaps a natural homeopathic doctor. But like I've mentioned before, B vitamins can really beat stress. If you're feeling really stressed, B vitamins are great. Of course, there's herbal supplements to perhaps feel a little more focused. Those like ginkgo biloba, ginseng. Maybe you'd enjoy them, but I don't know. So that's something you might look into, but I encourage you to really give a little attention to any of these ideas that resonate with you. Be blessed. I'll be back with you soon. Like I say, I'm over at tyrusgray.com, tyrusgray.com. There's a lot of musical and subliminal and brainwave recordings on there. And also you can contact me very easily through that site. There is something to click that says contact. Well, I love hearing from you. I truly hope that you enjoyed being outdoors with me today. Let me know any thoughts on these podcasts, because I really want them to be geared for you. You know, it's really a privilege for me to share with you, because we are sharing in these things together. So be blessed, and I'll be back with you soon.